Continuing on with our theme of updating you on stories on Dottotech, a few weeks ago we had Sabrina Firminger on. She is a fledgling author who is self-publishing her first work. When Sabrina came on the show last time, she was talking about how she had made the decision to self-publish and the journey she was on, and she joins me now. How are you doing, Sabrina?
I'm great.
And you've hit a new milestone in the publishing process. Why don't you fill us in?
Yeah, so I've just finished up on the editing portion of the process, and I've moved onto production and design.
So where, just to recap for people that don't know, you've decided that you're going to take a novel. You've got a fiction novel that you've written yourself, mm-hmm. and you, instead of going the traditional publishing route of trying to find publishers who will engage your property and then work you through it, you've actually paid for a service online, and which includes full editing, feedback from the editor, and all the way through to the final published piece, correct?
Yes. Yeah, I'm using a company called iUniverse, mm-hmm. and it's largely a print-on-demand company, but some of my books, my hard copy books, will actually be in Chapters Indigo stores across the country. It'll also be available for sale on Kindle and Nook and all those various reading devices as well.
All of the different e-readers. So yes. Now, as you say, you've reached the point now where you're actually in production design. So you're deciding what is that designing a cover, deciding which font you're going to have and what the actual formatted layout is?
So what I have done is I've supplied the company iUniverse. Mm-hmm. It's part of my package where I give them, I don't have to give to them, they can create it themselves, but I've decided to give them original photography and marketing copy for the front and the back cover, and they're taking all of that now, and they're laying all that out. At the same time, they have taken my completed manuscript, and they're building the book proof from there.
Okay, so let's just fall back for a second. Now, one of the things that you mentioned is that they're writing all of the jacket, or you've written all of the jacket material. Your profession is a publicist, so you've got a skill set that others might not have in this area. So you knew exactly what you wanted to say in that area. But they do provide those services should you need them.
They do provide them, and if you don't like what they end up with, you don't have to use it because mm-hmm. it is self-publishing. So, you know, I have supplied them with the copy that I'd like to use. They're doing something called a cover copy polish, meaning that they're using their skills and expertise to bring it up to industry standards. And then I'm going to have a look at that and decide if it's something that I want to use or not. Mm-hmm. But I'm hopeful because, you know, I've looked at other books that they have that they've done this cover copy polish for, and I've liked what I've read.
Okay. Now, as far as the manuscript itself, what did you write it in Word, or what did you write it in?
I did it in Word. They prefer receiving Word documents, mm-hmm. definitely. They don't want PDFs or anything like that.
And did you have to do the pagination and all that stuff yourself, or did they provide all of that?
They're doing all of that.
Okay, so you just structured it into chapters, and that's the only formatting that you had to do. Is it tough to decide what font it's going to be?
They're going to be the ones doing all the layout. I haven't actually seen the proofs yet to decide, you know, if I like the typeface and everything that they're using. Mm-hmm. But that will come when they send me the proofs, and then I can sign off on that. I hired my own proofreader and copy editor and line editor to do the editing as well. iUniverse, you know, offered to sell me these services, mm-hmm. And I decided not to end up using their services because it would have ended up being a couple thousand more dollars.
Yeah.
And I preferred to use my own editors that I could meet with in person. But once I get the proofs back, I will be able to, you know, look through and spot errors, and then they'll make the correction. This is where it becomes a bit of a cash grab, because I get a total of 50 corrections included in my package, and then it's an extra $100 for every other 25 corrections.
You buy packages of corrections. That's ridiculous. Sorry.
Well, I had to make sure that it's as error-free as possible as we enter this process. Oh, you know, I could see how a less secure, less prepared author, you know, would go into this thinking that they're going to spend a certain amount and then be talked into buying tens of thousands of dollars more services from them. You know, so I've been very clear with them and with myself about what it is that I'm going to use from them and what it is that I can source locally.
It sounds to me like what the attitude you've gone in with is taking responsibility yourself and, mm-hmm. and having ownership over each and every phase. And I believe that that's probably necessary in order to make this a, in order to have a chance at success with this sort of a process.
Well, I'm very lucky because in my life I work with, you know, graphic designers and I work with artists, and I also have a certain skill set with regards to marketing and publicity. Great thing about a company like iUniverse is that they do, if you don't have those skills and you don't have those local connections, they are there and they will sell you all of this.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it is very easy to get talked into adding on different things to your to your package, and I've just chosen for myself not to do that. I know what I'm good at. I know what I want from them, and it is self-publishing, and I'm definitely have a good sense of self in this process.
Sabrina Firminger, our fledgling author, we're so excited, and you've announced the title of the book now too. What's it called?
It's called The Healer.
The Healer. Well, we will update with you in a couple more months.
Okay, great. Thanks so much, Steve.
Thank you, Sabrina.